Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
He's the worst quarterback that has played in the NFL the last 5 years.
Period.
Loser. And that's embarrassing. We look like losers.
And they weren't ready. Weren't ready.
He went from all Sean to some Sean to no Sean in about a month here. If you're not going to help us, get out of the damn way.
Period.
It's almost like he's paralyzed by indecision.
And folks, I got a better word for it, Danny. How about could it be possible this kid takes scared to death pill?
It's football season.
What?
It's August.
That's just rehearsal.
It won't be long before Camp and OB and Little Cause 2 will be lighting up your Sundays on 720 WGN. Let's go live to the Hall of Famer now, Dan Hampton. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, that had to sound almost like music to your ears after some of the screeching we heard last night. But I digress. Let me just say this. I haven't seen OB in about 3 weeks, and just hearing his voice makes me happy.
It makes me. You know what I like when OB goes, I got another word for it, and his word is 9 words.
Taking scared to death pills. 1, 2, 3. Hey. You know, the great philosopher Willie Nelson said, "The last thing I needed, the first thing this morning." And I was down in Bourbonnais last night, and we were doing a roundtable. And I got to tell you, for a team that is really, looking, at the silver lining, and hey, we're going to be better than people think. We want to prove something. And the first practice without pads, you lose your best player on the team, and your first round draft pick has to leave because he's got a little tummy ache. It's not the greatest start, but just like you said, Steve, I'm ready for football.
So there's a conditioning element to this that, and I feel like I always go back to, well, it's not what we did it in the old days, but there's a conditioning element to this that the new guys should be better at because they're bigger, they're faster, they have tips, tricks, tools, and technology and teams that you guys didn't have. So I don't know how guys come in, and I know it's football, but how do guys come in no contact situations and not be ready?
I don't know. I'm perplexed. I read about this gal that is working with each player on their diet and specific foods and calorie quotients and this. Hey, back in the day, we were looking for a piece of pizza left in a box after a couple of days at lunch.
We had nothing.
And I don't know. I don't want to say, use the soft word yet, but I don't know. It's almost like we knew we had to come to camp ready to go. And if you didn't, not only would you be singled out by, the coaching staff, but you let your team down. And I don't know if that same kind of feeling is there, because when you strip it away, okay, the guys are employed to play well and technically win games. But the whole thing is it's about the team, and you're letting your buddy down if you are not prepared to go to training camp and run around for 2 hours without pulling some.
Well, in all fairness, now Kyle Long – who left practice with what was said to be a calf strain, did tweet out last night that he's fine, appreciates all the kind words, and it's a minor speed bump. And Leonard Floyd, the first-round pick, got sick, but apparently he was already sick, and he's going to be back out there when they practice later on this morning. But if you go around the NFL, Dan, it always seems like I remember Brian Urlacher, I think it was maybe the first practice number of years ago, pulled a hamstring and he missed time. It just seems like you go around the league and the first couple days of practice and nobody has really separated themselves yet. The position battles haven't really heated up. And so what's the storyline? The storyline usually is the health of the team, and that's why maybe these things get a little bit more magnified.
More than likely, everything will shake into place and it'll be okay. But I hate that it has to kind of detract from the overarching theme of this training camp, which is, hey, I did not realize this, but December 28th, 2014, the Bears have played 16 games since that date. they've only got five guys that will start on paper right now that was on the field as starters just 16 games ago. So Ryan Pace has done a major transformation of this football team. And in my estimation, much better. And, you know, we'll talk more as we go into the training camp and in the preseason about the front seven of the defense possibly could be, you know, a top 10 unit and, you know, the strength of this football team. But there's going to be some great battles at tight end for the backup position, at running back, at safety. The outside linebacker position is going to be up for grabs with Pernell McPhee now on the PUP list. So there's going to be a lot of really interesting battles. And I hope these little ticky-tack injury things, you know, kind of wane because, hey, come on, it's football. It's time to get ready and be able to complete a practice.
That's the one, even more so than the injuries yesterday, the McPhee injury that I think, even though they're just being careful with him, how much of a setback would it be if he's not ready to go?
Well, the one thing is, and, you know, having been in that exact position, coming back from knee surgery in the off season, playing that position, I'm not worried about it that much. And, you know, the guy really, he was a trooper last year. He played, you know, with a pretty damaged knee, and he was still reasonably effective. He knows how to play. He'll be ready to go. I'm not worried about him. In the abstract, it kind of gives other guys more opportunity. Well, we can see this first-round draft pick, Floyd, and of course, Willie Young, who was coming back from Achilles last year. He'll be healthy going in, Lamar Houston. So it doesn't bother me as much as it may have would, you know, other players. But Pernell McPhee, right now, he's our best player on defense, and I'm not worried. I really feel confident he'll be ready to go.
How's your golf game?
It's getting a little better, but you know the one part about it is it's hard to get money out of Kaz. I mean, if you win, it's you got to chase him around, and I can't run no more. So
yeah, but he can't either.
It gets troublesome.
I have to say though, Hamp, you've done well, and you know you're a smart guy. Maybe hire someone to run for you. Just thinking. I mean, I'm thinking of you. That's all. You know that.
That's all. Well, the other thing is put a deposit down before we tee off, right?
That's it. You know what? That's it. Have a guy named Escrow that follows you around who handles it. That's it. Escrow would be a good name for a caddy. Hey, Escrow, you got my money? It's Dan.
Either that or Moose or Rocco. Hey, go collect from the judge.
Escrow, Moose, Rocco, Kaz, and Hamp. How about that group? ChevyDriveChicago.com, sponsored by your ChevyDriveChicago.com local Chevy dealer.